The Ghost Slept Over by Marshall Thornton.
What was that?
Mac asked as I drove back to his place. What was what? I pretended not to know exactly what he was talking about.
You asked my lawyer out to dinner.
Why shouldn't I? I think he's cute.
I should think it was obvious why you shouldn't ask him out.
Obvious? How?
You and I.
I made a face at him. There is no you and I.
Yes, there is,
he insisted. For some reason I couldn't fathom, he decided to put on his safety belt. Except, he couldn't quite get it to work. Fortunately, the car wasn't beeping like it would be with a living person. Mac, there is no you and I because there is no you. But even if there were,
don't you see? We're meant to be together.
We're meant to be together, I said somewhat incredulously. That would explain why we've hated each other for a decade and a half.
Henry First, A Story of Excess by Basil Lawrence. Henry First was dying in the kitchen. Today's competition was conspiring to kill him. It felt like his chest was about to implode. He watched Zoon's knife slicing carrots, woot, 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 on the board. And as those orange strips marched away from the vegetable chef's blade, Henry was convinced that he was doomed. It was his only thought. His brow showed the lines, and, for the moment, contemplating death seemed to be the only way of surviving the competition.
Vintage, A Ghost Story by Steve Berman. I had to get out of there. I had taken only a few steps when I finally saw Josh. He sat on the ground, his back to a grave marker. When he saw me, he smiled. I found myself. Looked all over last night, but I finally found myself. When he stood up, I found myself reading the chiseled letters. Joshua Weil, 1939 to 1957. Still scared, I wanted to leave the graveyard before another spirit came, but I couldn't abandon Josh. He looked so forlorn staring at his own grave. I'd stay just a little while longer. I worried that maybe freeing him from the highway had been wrong. You're not alone anymore. I kept my hands underneath my arms to warm the fingers. Standing so close to him made everything that much colder. In the distance, I caught a glimpse of something pale running through the cemetery in great leaps. I shuddered, not wanting to know who or what it once was.
Going Bovine by Libba Bray. The best day of my life happened when I was 5 and almost died at Disney World. I'm 16 now, so you can imagine that's left me with quite a few days of major suckage. Like, career day? Really? Do we need to devote an entire 6 hours out of the high school year to having life counselors tell you all the jobs you could potentially blow at? Is there a reason for dodgeball? Pep rallies? Rad soda commercials featuring Parker Day's smug, fake-tanned face? I ask you. But back to the best day of my life, Disney, and my near-death experience.
Blame It on the Mistletoe by Eli Easton. My science geek housemate hadn't grown up with a lot of laughter, but Fielding laughed now. He did a lot of things now that he hadn't when we'd first moved in together. I felt pretty damn good about that, peppermint lattes notwithstanding.
But why should her cleavage not be touched?
I shrugged. Been there, done that, have the t-shirt. Fielding blinked at me, a frown of confusion on his brow.
You slept with her? But she said she wanted to test the theory about your...
Damn. Fielding missed nothing.
I didn't sleep with her.
Girls like her. And really, having a thing with 3 members of the Cornell football cheerleading squad was more than enough for any man.
More than that, and I'd seriously have to seek counseling. Fielding still looked puzzled.
So, when you say, I'm seeing someone, and you really aren't, is that the equivalent of saying, let's just be friends? That's the common brush-off, isn't it?
He said it with a bit of a blush, like maybe he'd heard that once or twice before himself. And, wow, that kind of made me feel like a heel for what I'd just done to Regina. I guess. So, anyway, you have a late lab tonight? I asked, artfully changing the subject.
It's Tuesday,
Fielding said dryly, as if I should have his schedule memorized. I did, but any port in a storm.
Right.
There are still 2 servings of that chicken casserole you like in the freezer, so I'll plan on dinner around 7 then.
Okay.